According to the most recent Rasmussen poll, the tie for California government has been broken, at least for now. Meg Whitman shoots ahead of Jerry Brown, an 8-point lead. Tim Kavanaugh from the Reason Foundation joins the company. Why is this? That's an 8-point lead now for Ms. Whitman. What's going on there?
She's trying a little harder, I think, is the answer to that. I mean, Jerry Brown has been, it's a big running joke around here that he doesn't seem to have woken up and be doing anything with his campaign. And Meg Whitman is clearly has a lot of money and a lot of her own money that she's spending. That's a big part of it, too. But, yeah, but she's just out there a lot more than Jerry Brown has been.
But it's not just that. It's what she's saying, isn't it? Hasn't she come out full square and said, look, I'm going to take on the unions. That's it. I'm going to do it. She said that. And I'm surprised that that should be so popular in such a blue state as California.
Well, I've been here several times now to talk about the union situation in California. And believe it or not, most people in California are not actually public employees. So you still do have a big base of people who see what is going on and saw the situation in the city of Bell. And as more of that comes out, recognize that that, while it's an anomalous situation, is really more of a full statement of what's going on all over the place.
Tim, we've got the Uber left, Holmes, with us this morning. So hold on a second, Tim. We're going to get a question from him.
I'm way over here in Marxism. Sure. You know, I'm going to do a feature called Today in Marxism. When you spend $110 million, $100 million of your own money, your message is going to get heard. Isn't this all about the amount of personal money that Meg Whitman has put into this so she can outspend, be outheard from anybody else who doesn't have that kind of money to put into a campaign?
Desperation.
Come on, you can't ignore the money. Follow the money. Isn't that what you do for a living?
$100 million.
Tim, what do you say?
Last I checked, the Democratic Party of California was not hurting for funds.
We're talking about $110 million that she spent, most of which out of her own pocket. You can't discount that as a major factor in getting her message out.
I didn't.
She's buying the election.
I believe, Alan, that I started out my comments by saying she has trying harder. She's spending a lot of money, including a lot of her own money. That's absolutely true. She also has a message which is resonating with the people of California.
Which is being heard thanks to her money.
Hey, Alan, wait a minute. Listen, right. Chris Collins got the last word. People still have to buy into her message.
Yeah.
They hear it. If everybody hears
they
still
have to buy into
her
message. First, they have to figure out what her message is before they can buy into it. I am not here to thump the tub for Meg Whitman. But I will say that she has parts of her campaign, including what she wants to do with the public sector pension future, which is to get all new hires into 401k plans instead of type plans, instead of what they have now, which are these defined benefit packages that are totally unsustainable.
Tim Kavanaugh, the voice of reason from the Reason Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim.